And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we've got a full bevy of callers we'd like to get to as quick as we can. If you've taken the time to ring us at 1-888-767-4348, we'd like to make the time to get you the answers you're looking for. Let's go to John. Welcome, John, to Rosie on the House, and see if we can help him with his air conditioning question. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I got a couple questions for you. First one is, last week in the paper, Ken Goodrich, the owner of Gettle, had an article in the paper about the new systems that are coming out in 2020. He says the R22 is no longer going to be used, and it's going to get very expensive to recharge your old units. But then I get that thing in the paper, I get it in the mail, I got a rebate if you buy your air conditioning now from SRP. So I'm just wondering, is it worthwhile to hold off as long as till 2020 if you can to buy these new units? Well, and my other question to you was about what happened to the music with Linda Lou.
What happened to the music with Linda Lou?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago you were playing Linda Lou.
That was with Jim West.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that broadcast. Yes. Where was I?
I don't know.
I was remote somewhere.
That was with Jim. Would you like some more Linda Lou, John?
Oh, sure. I know you were getting a kick out of it. So was I.
Okay. Listen, on the new technology that's coming our way in the world of air conditioning, John, you need to know we have a new wave of technology coming in virtually every single component in our house. We are about ready to be hit with a new wave of building science and technology. It's going to be a tsunami. It's going to be a tidal wave. It's going to change a lot about the way we build and the products we use. But would I try and wait another 2 years for technology that's supposed to be that much better? I can tell you that we heard this when we changed Freon's, what was it, 15 years ago? That you better buy a new system now because it's going to get so horribly expensive to service the old units later. And that did prove somewhat true, but not to the point where you should use that tactic, I don't think, to try and persuade people to buy new equipment. How old is your existing equipment? How efficient is it? What are you currently paying to cool your house in the summer? What are your last 3-year repair bills on that particular unit? What's the SEER rating of that unit? There are just so many other questions that need to be considered. I wouldn't not buy because I was waiting for upcoming technology, but neither would I be convinced to buy because of upcoming technology. I would run my air conditioning unit as long as it was economically feasible to be the right thing to be doing. And I told people for years, look, if your air conditioning is running, run it till it dies. Run it till it's dead and then buy a new one, rather than preventatively replacing a piece of equipment that you might be able to get another summer or two out of. You mentioned a particular family name, the Gettle family. You know, there are Gettle air conditioning units that were installed in the 50s that are still on houses today running. And they'll probably run for another 10 years. So just proceed with caution. I would tell you, I've changed my advice to people a little bit. With the new increased efficiencies of air conditioners, I lost all the air conditioners in my house, as well as my roof, in the hailstorm of 2011. My equipment at that time was about 12 years old. My cooling bill went down 30% with the new high-efficiency units I had mounted. So I actually did work out a payback for going into that new equipment, although the insurance company paid for the whole thing. But I've changed my story. Rather than ride the old units till they're dead, take a look at what the new units might do. And your air conditioning contractor that you're talking to should be able to project what the new SEER ratings are going to do to your cooling bill. And if you're getting those kind of estimates from the air conditioning company, you also should be getting a manual J calculation and let them. You can probably replace the units with a smaller unit that's currently on your house.
And just remember, your cooling expense is only about 60 to 75% of your bill during the summer. It's not 100%.
Right.
So make sure you take that into consideration. And something Dan King said, speaking to the solar industry, but kind of applies here is, you know, if you're always going to be waiting for that new technology, you're going to wait forever, because as soon as this one's developed, the next one's going to be coming. So you're waiting to start saving. Why not start saving now? Save those savings and apply it to the new technology.
Yeah.
When the existing unit wears out.
It's really a case-by-case study. That kind of a tactic is, I don't like seeing it used in marketing and sales.